You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delavan.
Join us as we take a look at what's going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to help you manage group travel seamlessly. As part of the city's commitment to environmental sustainability and responsible tourist practices, Destination DC, the official tourism agency for Washington, D.C., has endorsed Mayor Muriel Bowser's Sustainable DC 2.0 project. Destination DC, a major force behind tourism and economic growth in the nation's capital, hopes to promote sustainable tourism practices and increase awareness among tourists and stakeholders in the tourism sector about the value of lessening environmental impact, supporting local businesses, and supporting community activities through its relationship with Sustainable DC 2.0.
According to recent estimates, we are experiencing more air delays than in 2019, which suggests that the aviation industry is facing difficulties and uncertainty. There are many reasons why air delays continue to occur beyond 2019 levels, according to a recent Amadeus report on aviation disruptions. Staff recruitment and retention has been one of the big challenges noted by airport executives.
Delta Airlines has created new premium lounges as they look to improve the traveler experience at airports. These upscale lounges aim to revolutionize airport lounges with their opulent and immersive setting that blends cutting-edge facilities, attentive service, and contemporary design. The lounges will offer a peaceful haven thanks to their roomy seating sections and chic decor. The first premium lounge is slated to open in June at the JFK Airport.
During the company's fiscal Q1 earnings call this past Wednesday, Disney CEO Bob Iger stressed the value of investing in the company's theme parks and cruise line as crucial components of the business's performance and growth strategy. In response to a query from an analyst, Iger stated, "We're already hard at work at basically determining where we're going to place our new investments and what they will be." Iger also gave a preview of several upcoming movies on the call, which include a Moana sequel, as well as new releases from Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars.
Finnish airline Finnair has recently drawn notice for being one of the few airlines to begin weighing passengers. Finnair insists this is part of a three-month program and weighing in is currently optional for travelers. Air New Zealand and Korean Air have previously instituted similar weight studies.
Few people are good at adjusting to change. Instead, we tend to be resistant to anything that upsets our comfort zone. But sometimes, especially in the travel industry, change is good. Explore the show notes for GTO's latest article that highlights three good reasons to welcome change in the workplace and quicken your success. It may be difficult to adapt to changing traveler expectations and demographics, but that change does produce good results.
One more thing. Today is National Lost Penny Day. Every year on February 12th, people observe National Lost Penny Day, a time to consider the worth and potential influence of a single penny. This day is meant to serve as a reminder to cherish the little things in life and to acknowledge the importance of every little effort. Although the history of National Lost Penny Day is unknown, it most likely began as a humorous way to recognize the frequent occurrence of losing pennies and the customs or superstitions attached to them. Finding a penny is regarded as lucky in many cultures. Some even think that finding a coin with its head facing up will bring you even more luck. Well, that's going to do it for this weekly update. Don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.